The previous Pisca, the Gemara that was analyzing the line of the Mishnah, of Chutz Min Hayayin, Mishnah told us that Yayin is one of the few items, one of the only items that has a dedicated bracha. Pas has Hamotzi instead of Bar Pri Adama, and Yayin has a Bar Pri Gefen instead of Bar Pri Eitz. And in analyzing that Chutz Min Hayayin, as we saw yesterday, the Gemara got involved in Shemen. They quoted a memra from two of the first generation of Amoraim, both Shmuel and Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan and Eretz Yisrael, both had said the same thing, that the bracha Rishona on Shemen is Bari Pre'et, which again, as we noticed yesterday, it's a double chiddush, a chiddush in two directions. On the one hand, as the Gemara had focused on, Shemen does not have the unique prestigious spot that Yayin has. It doesn't get its own dedicated bracha. It's merely a ha'eitz, rather than a borei pre-eitz hazayis. On the other hand, shemen doesn't drop down to being a shahakol, like most fruit juices. Shemen remains a borei pre-eitz, and that apparently is because it's a shtani li'iluya. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Because it was a shini l'tov, that's what it sounds like, but again, we'll get to that further on in Lam Vav Amud Aleph and beyond Mitzvah and Lamed Ches. Lamasa, that is the psak that both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel gave. Shemen zayis, olive oil is ha'et. Neither is it a bori pre'et zayis, nor is it a shah. It's a bori pre'et. But now, after all the handling about why yes and why not, the Gemara wants to know now, Gufa, let's analyze that din itself a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yeah, six lines from the bottom of Lamed Hem Beis. Both of these first generation Amoraim, Shmuel and Yochanan, both said Shemen Zayis Mevarach Alav Borei Pre'et. The bracha is the Borei Pre'et. Now they're going to know Heichidami. Heichidami means what's the case? In Hebrew you say Ketzad, in Aramaic you say Heichidami. What's the case in which that is the case? What's the case in which that is the din? Under what circumstances do you actually make a ha'etz on ingesting Shemen Zayis? If you ask me, under what circumstances do you make a bar pre'etz on ingesting an apple, it's pretty straightforward. You take an apple, you eat it, you make a bar pre'etz. But it's not so straightforward when it comes to the bar pre'etz and shemen zayis. The Gemara is going to go through a series of scenarios. How many scenarios would you say the Gemara is going to go through? Four, or maybe three. Let's take a look. First, the Gemara says, as with the apple, ilay medikashas ilay, you drank it. You have a glass of olive oil. Italian, Spanish, or maybe a Greek, or maybe it's a sort of Eretz Yisraelic olive oil, the Meshubach Mikulam, especially from the Moshav Rotem. They have internationally acclaimed olive oil. Or maybe you had Nachas Darg, you had to have Turkish olive oil, whatever it is. You take a shot of olive, take a shot, and you took a shot of olive oil, drank it straight. The Gemara says that was option number one. Scenario number one is Shasile, you drank it. The Gemara says it's not true. Let's first see how the Gemara unfolds, and we'll begin to analyze a little more. The Gemara says option number one is Shasile, you just drank it straight. Ozuki Mazikle, you wouldn't make a bar per eight. Why? Because it's Mazik you. That's painful. What's Mazik? It damages you. How do I know that it damages? How do I know that drinking olive oil is not health, not good for you? That's what it sounds like the Gemara is saying. Rashi says, "Azuki mazik ligufei." Sounds like you're gonna hurt your body. It's not good that you're gonna get indigestion or worse if you drink olive oil straight. Desanya shows the shemen shal truma mishalim es hakeren ve'en mishalim es hachomish. If a fellow drinks truma oil, he pays the principal but doesn't pay the chomish, the extra fifth. Hasach shemen shal truma. If you smear, you anoint yourself with Truma oil, Mishalmas HaKaren U'Mishalmas HaKomish. Then you pay back Karen V'Chomish. What's that all about? As you saw, the Psukim in Parshas Amor tell us that one of the dinim, a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael, has his crop. He takes off 2% roughly and gives his Truma Gadol to the Kohen. So Truma is not only Matnos Kahuna, that I can't keep it for myself and Mechiv to give it to the Kohen. That's true, let's say, for Pidyon HaBen as well. I actually have Yizokha to the opinion of this Arab Shabbos. So
So the Pina Ben is Matnas Kahuna. When under the circumstances that Pina Ben is relevant, the baby is
natural born, firstborn to his mother. Neither parent is a Kohen Levi or Kohenes Leviya. So the mitzvah Pina Ben. The mitzvah Pina Ben, the father of Yah Ben gives five slum, or an item that's worth five slum. One of the Rebbeim in our yeshiva actually was poed his child with me with a set of Igros Moshe. It was worth five slum. He wrapped it in silver wrapping paper to get like the silvery theme. And Lamaisa, I've definitely gotten more use out of the Tshuva's Igros Moshe than out of five silver coins. So that's the din. So he gives kesef or shavah kesef to the Kohen. And then it has no kedusha. It's just the din of matnas kahuna. Again, the Igros Moshe is kadosh because it's Torah. But there's no restriction. You can use it. I can use it. It's chulin in that sense. It's just mamon kohen. But sometimes matnas kahuna actually have kedusha. And truma is an example. Truma, it's not just a question of you would be stealing if you didn't give it to the kohen. But when you give it to the kohen, when you set aside, designate, this 2% of my crop is truma, it also gets a kedusha, meaning there are unique isurim, there are unique restrictions that apply to it. Not only am I mechuyev to give it to the kohen, dinei mamonos, but even if the kohen decides to give it to someone else, or share it with someone else, it only can be eaten by a kohanim, by a kohen, by a kohenes, a member of the kohen's household. And it can only be eaten when both it is tahar and the person who's eating it is tahar. So that if the truma actually has kedusha, I can't. If you give me pina ben, I can then give it to a non-kohen. He can do whatever he wants with it. But if you give me truma, I can hand it. I could gift it to a yisrael. I could sell it even to a yisrael. But he's not allowed to eat it. If he has a relative who's a kohen, he has a friend who's a kohen, he could serve it to the kohen. So that's the truma has kedusha. It's a matnas kahuna specifically. It's a type of matnas kahuna with kedusha. It's also a zar, a non-kohen, a zar cannot eat truma. And as you saw, the psukim in Emor, Chavbez Yudalit, and it's as you saw, the Mishnayos talk about at the beginning of the sixth parak of trumos, that if a zar eats truma b'mezid, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, very very severe. No, the non-kohen knowingly eats truma. That's a very severe chet. If he eats truma b'shogeg, so there's a very unique response that the halacha has. He eats truma b'shogeg, what's the din? He has to pay. Karen v'chomash. He has to pay back. He ate four apples. He ate four truma apples. So he has to give back to a kohen five truma apples. That's karen v'chomash, the first four. And the additional fifth, apple number five, is not an additional 20%, additional 25%. I mean, a fifth of what he's giving to the Kohen is extra. It's called the Chomesh Milabar. So he ate four truma apples, he has to give the Kohen five truma apples, and the apples become kadosh. It's tashlum and nasin kodesh. I mean, it's not really truma. Just I took my own apples from my Zeredi Chulin Mesukanen, but I give those five apples to the Kohen, Karen v'Chomesh, and they get honorary kedushas truma. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Mishnah says. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Ochel truma shogeg mikshalim karen v'chomesh. You have to pay back with an extra fifth. And the Mishnah goes on to say later on that you have to give chulin mesukanim. I have to give the coin those five apples or apples that already had truma meisters taken off. It's already regular fruits. They nas in truma, and they become. They become truma. When I give them a Karen V'Chomesh, they become truma. The Mishnah says earlier, when do you give Karen V'Chomesh? Echad ha'ochel, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, the echad is in the packet, echad ha'shosev, echad ha'sach. Regardless of whether I ate a zar, improperly ate truma, or he improperly drank truma, or he improperly anointed, smeared his body. We have all sorts, you go to the pharmacy, they sell all sorts of fancy moisturizing creams. Back in the old days, the standard moisturizing cream was oil. Whether it was olive oil or soy oil, whatever oils you had, natural oils you had, they were used to moisturize your skin. That's what sicha is all about. You smear on your skin. So if a non-kohen, a zar, a levi, a sral, a ger, what have you, a zar eats or drinks or anoints himself with the truma, so that's an iser, and he did a b'shogeg, he has to pay back Karen v'chomesh. So here the Gemara is that's the Mishnah in Trumas. Here the Gemara is quoting Desanya Tosefta in Trumas, which is saying and adding a twist. Oil, olive oil, only fits into Sach. The Mishnah said your Sach olive oil to pay Karen v'chomesh. Zar. A Zar took Truma olive oil, I mean olives, oil made from Truma olives, and he smears it on his skin, Azai. Now he's Chayv Karen v'chomesh. He used I don't know, 1 ounce of olive oil for the shmir, he has to give a kohen an ounce and a quarter, Karen v'chomesh, it becomes kadosh. However, let's say instead he took a drink, took an ounce of olive oil instead of smear on his hands, he took a sip. So then Brisa says, then not. Hashosa, shemen shel truma, mishalmas ha-karen ve'enu mishalmas ha-chomesh. There's no din of Karen v'chomesh if a czar drank olive oil, truma olive oil, only if he shmeared. Why is that? The Mishnah said, "Echara ochel, echara shosa, echara sof." It could be that you ate a truma apple, a czar ate a truma apple, or he drank truma wine, or he smeared truma oil. How about if he drank truma oil? So the Brisa says, right in front of you, here this Tosefta quoted by the Gemara here, the bottom line here is no, then you only pay Karen. Why is that? So Rashi says, Shosa truma shemen shel truma b'shogeg, again b'nezet misudei shemayim, the b'shogeg is the din of karen v'chomesh. But if you drank it, so then mishalmas hakaren and mishalmas hachomesh. Why are you paying the karen? Kishar mazik is chaver b'memono. You got to pay the karen just because if you came into my house and you took my oil and you drank it, well it's true, eh? You came to the house and took anything and ate it. Forget about truma. If you raided my kitchen, you raided my refrigerator, so if I give you permission, that's great. If I didn't give you permission, and you raided my fridge, because you owe me whatever you ate. That's just regular dini mamonos. That's what Rashi says. It's just like if you're mazik anyone else's, any property. Stop. You have to pay back the karen. You have to pay back, you destroyed an ounce of my oil, give me back another ounce of oil. But it's not nidin truma. It's not nidin the kedusha. Not because you're machal the kedusha of truma by having a czar consume it. Just because you took my stuff. Took my stuff, you pay it back. You ruined my stuff, you pay it back. Okay. So Mishal Musakar, but you don't pay Chomesh, why not? The Kabe Chomesh Achiluksiv. The Ishki Yokal Kodesh Bishgaga. Prat Lamazak. Look, I did eat it. I drank it. It looked like you drank it. I mean, you did physically drink it. But Achila means in a normal fashion, in a productive fashion, as opposed to where you're ruining. Rishonim say either you're ruining the oil because you're misusing it. Oil is not meant for drinking. It's a strange way to consume oil. Or because it means that you're ruining your own body. Drinking oil is going to give you indigestion. That's a mazik. Oh, so what's the Gemara's point? Now let's put the pieces together. So the Gemara says, what do you see? Again, we stepped into the world of Truma to be able to come back to the world of Brachos. We stepped into the world of Truma. Now we'll bring it back. We learned, number one, that Truma is one of the Matnas Kahuna. More specifically, it's part of the subgroup of Matnas Kahuna, the subcategory of Matnas Kahuna that has Kedusha. It's not only do you have to give it to the Kohen, but it can only be consumed by a Kohen or a member of a Kohen's family. It's Aser, even after it's given to the Kohen, even if the Kohen gives you permission, it's Aser for a Zar to eat Truma. If he does B'mezid Chalila B'sudei Shemaim, do B'shogeg, Karen V'chomesh. And if you eat, if you drink, if you sach, if you do whatever, you consume the truma, a czar consumes the truma, b'shogeg, he has to give karen v'chomesh. But, and now we see the price argument where our poet said, but that doesn't include a czar drinking olive oil. Even though olive oil is truma, and you're not a kohen, you are a czar, and you drink it, no din of karen v'chomesh. This is like any other time you take a guy's stuff, you got to pay back for it, regular karen. The value of it. If you only have the extra Karen v'chomesh and it becomes truma, why not? But here's a czar who drank truma. It's drank truma oil. The answer is that's not called normal drinking. That's not called normal achila. Because this is mazik. That's the Gemara's point. You see from that Tosefta that drinking olive oil is not considered to be a normal achila. It's a mazik. So the Gemara is saying, just as in the world of Hilchas truma, drinking olive oil doesn't fit into the normal rubric of achila, and therefore, if a czar drank olive oil, b'shogeg, truma olive oil, he doesn't pay karen v'chomesh. Hu adinami, if anyone, Kohen Levi or Yisrael, doesn't have to be truma, if anyone drinks olive oil in general, they are not making a boi priya eitz. that's not that's mazik. That's what the Gemara said. Ozuki mazik. That's what the Gemara said. Shasile. Well, what happened here? The guy drank the avo. Right, again, we have this memra that Shemin Zayas is a borei pri ha'ais. So we want to know when does that happen? By shasile. Say no, shasile is not the case we're talking about. Why? Because it's mazik. Ozuki mazik. The Gemara says, yeah.
If Chomesh is then like moving or messing over the Kedusha of the Truma, then shouldn't using Truma, which is something that's supposed to be holy and benefit and meant to benefit, as something that's hurting me, shouldn't that be even more so?
It's a good point. It certainly is not permissible. It's not mutter for a Zar, or for that matter, for a Kohen, to drink Truma oil. Correct. It's also not mutter for a Zar to take the Truma oil and pour it down the toilet, flush it away. That's a violation of Truma is meant, Truma has a nitan, Truma has an intended purpose. It's meant to be consumed properly by in a normal fashion by a Kohen, b'kedusha v'tahara. So anytime you're doing something other than that, you're violating the rules of Truma. Correct. If a Kohen or a Zar takes Truma and throws in the garbage, that's Nadeira, but not Nadeir for which you have Keren V'Chomish. Keren V'Chomish is specifically for Achila Zar. And this is not called Achila Zar. Did you violate the Din? Yes. But did you specifically do Achila Zar? No. Why? This isn't called Achila. What do you mean? I put it in my mouth and I swallowed it. Well, apparently, not every time that you ingest something is that called that fit into the normal halachic rubric of Achila. So it doesn't fit into the rubric of Achila with respect to Achila Zar, Bishogeg, you get Karen V'Chomesh. The Gemara says, "Hu Dinami." It doesn't fit the normal rubric of Achila to call for a Borei Pri Ha'etz. So then when do you make a Borei Pri Ha'etz? It's not when you just drink it straight. Unlike apples, you eat an apple straight, you make a Borei Pri Ha'etz. You drink olive oil straight, you are not making a Borei Pri Ha'etz. So when is this Borei Pri Ha'etz? That was Shai was asking us yesterday. Borei Pri Ha'etz, when does it come up? Now the Gemara starts to get fancy. The Gemara says, well, what would be a normal way if you've eaten at a... How many of you have eaten, not just eaten food in Eretz Yisrael, but gone out to an Israeli restaurant? So what's the first thing? If it's an Emesa Israeli restaurant, the first thing they do is they bring out pizza and?
Pizza.
Oh, pizza, right. They usually bring out pizza, like a stack of pizzas, with olive oil, sometimes other dips also.
No idea what you're talking about.
No problem. Mishan, you'll be zochet to see this. Maybe. She a trip to Eretz Yisrael. That sounds good. Mirz Hashem. Mirz Hashem will have a halvayu shizoch to have a reunion. There you go. There are opportunities here as well. That's right. So, the Gemara says that's a normal way to consume olive oil. You have a pizza and you dip it in olive oil. So the Gemara says maybe that's what we're talking about. El dekaachal yifri into the bamai de pas. You're dipping your bread into the oil. But the Gemara says al yidei pas. That's option number, scenario number two. Oh, then the Gemara says, that is a normal achil. The problem is, you're not going to make ha'etz, not because it's not normal achil, but achi havi le pas ikr, the hu tafel. The ikr is the bread and the oil is the tafel. Utanan, a Mishnah later, a very, very, very significant Mishnah, later in the parak, called Zeh Klal. We've heard this many, many times, countless times growing up, even if you never saw it inside. Now you begin to see that's part of the magic of learning Ketz Mevarchim. All these dinim, these sort of had concepts are sort of floating in the air, now they begin to be rooted in Mishnah's Gemara Rishonim. Zeh klal kol shu ikar v'imo tefela, mevarach ala ikar, opartas ha tefela. So here the Gemara quotes that Mishnah. It is a Mishnah. You can take a peek for a moment. Daf mem dalad all the way at the end of the parak. Interesting. Such a fundamental din comes up at the very end of the parak. The top of mem dalad, the two Mishnahs mem dalad alf. It's the first Mishnah. Mishnah gives a specific scenario. Are you eating bread and olives and etc.? Zeh klal kol shu ikar v'imo tefela mevarach al ikar poisa tefela. That's the rule of ikar and tafel. We all know you have cereal and milk. You make a mizonos or whatever the bracha is on the cereal. You don't make a separate shahakal of the milk. The milk is tafel to the cereal. And so you have yogurt and you have some nuts and craisins sprinkled on top. You don't make a ha'etz. You only make a shahakal. Why? But nuts and craisins are ha'etz. True. But they're not having them separately in the context of this mixed, in the context of this dish, this multi-ingredient dish, the ikar is the yogurt. In the context of the multi-ingredient dish called cereal and milk, the ikar is the cereal. In the context, coming back to our Gemara, of a multi-ingredient dish known as a pizza dipped in oil, the ikar is the bread. So therefore, on the pita oil combination, you don't make a ha'etz, you only make a hamotzi. Yehachi, one thing the Gemara says, it's a mishnah. Kol shu ikar v'imo tfeilam, mevarach al ha'ikar, upoter es ha'tfeila. So that's, so the second case is not the scenario of the ukimta. We had said a general statement, shaman zayis is barred per eitz, but where the Gemara is looking for an ukimta, just a word to know. You've probably seen this many times in the past. Gemara used it occasionally. We've shown him use it more often. An ukimta, or to be, the verb is to be mukim, to be mukim something, or to make an ukimta, is when you have a general sounding Mishnah or Gemara, and you say that it only applies in one specific case. We said, Shemen Zayis, here's an example. Shemen Zayis bar for eitz. It doesn't mean all Shemen Zayis. It means we're going to make some ukimta or another. He said, it can't be just the typical case of Shasile. So then we say, well, maybe let's be mukim Shmuel and Byachan, and they're talking about Ayde Pas. They say, no, it can't be Ayde Pas. Why? Because they didn't have Iker Vatafel. It definitely is an Achila. It's a normal Achila. It's not Mazik. The problem is, but you make a Hamotzi in that context, not a Borei Pri Eitz. Then the Gemara says, well, option number three. All you day, something else. Questions? Yeah.
Is it Iker?
One second. Yeah, you were waiting before.
Yeah. I have a question in the
Dinavik. Is it relevant to this or sort of a general?
It's more general.
Yeah. So let's hold off.
Is it Iker a Tafel thing, or is it like a Hamotzi on bread, therefore you're not talking about
it? Good question. Hamotzi on bread might be a super version of Iker and Tafel.
But it specifically is Iker and Tafel.
The Gemara definitely is presenting bread and dips as Iker and Tafel, which is interesting.
But that
maybe tells, perhaps that tells you that when that all the items in the fact that you don't make a shahakal on the steak because you already made hamotzi on the bread, maybe that's also based on Iker and Tafel. Perhaps. Getting us thinking. Good point. Oh, so then the Gemara says, what else could it be? Well, maybe you're not having the oil straight. You're not having the oil with the bread. So you must be having the oil with something, but not bread. The Gemara says, what else could it be? Maybe it's an ingredient in some other type of item. El dekashasa ede anigron. You're drinking the oil with anigron. What is anigron? So the Gemara says, Damar Rabba Bar Shmuel, anigron maya desilki, oxigron is maya, that's with the girsa on the side in the Mesorah Sashas, oxigron. Kaf samach is usually an X. It's oxigron, maya de kulu shalki. These were, it sounds like soup. Sounds like some type of soup. You have either a beet soup, borscht, or you have some other type of vegetable soup. So you added, so when you make soup, as you know, you can make soup with fat-free, or you can make soup that's not fat-free. You can just have vegetables in your soup, then it's fat-free. Or you could have like a, instead of just broccoli soup, you could have like a cream of broccoli soup. You add in some sort of fat, and that makes it richer. So one way to do it, the Gemara says, is add an olive oil. So instead of having a fat-free vegetable soup, you added shemen zayis to your borscht, to your anigron, or you added shemen zayis to some other type of vegetable soup, your exigron. So that's the question, ayde anigron. Maybe what's going on is you added oil to enhance and enrich your anigron soup. Okay. So now you're having, so it's not with bread, but you're not having it separately.
It's still Iker and Tafel.
Oh, exactly. You're mechamen to the Gemara. Look at that. The Gemara says, top line alam vavam alf. Take a look inside. In ken havalei anigur nikur v'shem and tafel. The Gemara says the same problem as before. Same problem as scenario two. Tanan zek, called kosher ikur mitzvela, mevarach ala ikur, aparjas hatzvela. Now let's talk about cream of broccoli soup for a moment. So broccoli soup is hadama. If I have cream of broccoli soup, where I added a little bit of cream to, let's say dairy, I add some dairy cream to make it richer. What bracha do you make in that soup? Still hadama. You don't make a shahako because you add some cream or butter. That's the tuffle. The ikar is still the broccoli. So what did I mean over here? I have this vegetable soup.
What bracha would you make in vegetable soup? Presumably hadama, because more things to say later. Okay, we'll see more of that when we get to Shulchan Aruch.
So you make a hadama vegetable soup. The fact that that I happen to be using the higher fat recipe where I add in some oil as I'm making my soup, the Gemara says that's a very nice way of consuming olive oil, but the ikar is still the vegetables, not the oil. You're not going to make ha'etz on your vegetable soup. So the Gemara says, Adre Nigun also is no good for the same reason. Ikir and Tafel. So then the Gemara says. Question?
What's the point of bringing case number two then? Because I'm saying if case
number three. We're trying to figure it out. Try to figure out. We said it can't. The most obvious pshat is that you're just having straight oil. So that's impossible. It's a mazik. So then it must be mixed with something else. Mixed with what else? So first we said maybe it's mixed with bread. And then we said maybe it's mixed with soup. Now the reason why we added said bread first and soup second is because the Gemara is about to get to 3b. The Gemara is gone. It says, well, there's another type of idea, nigra. Maybe, and this is where the Gemara is going to land with Maskana. The Gemara says, Hacha mayaskinan, b'choshes b'drono. It's aidea nigron. Aidea nigron ve, choshes b'drono. Stamas aidea nigron. It's very nice that you have a richer soup because you added oil to your vegetable soup. Still, the ikur is the soup and the oil is the tafel. But there could be a case where you're having added oil to vegetable soup and the ikur is the oil. Hai tachin. Why is that? The Gemara says, let's say you're not just hungry for soup, you have a sore throat. So what do we do for sore throats? We have hot tea. Maybe over-the-counter medication is a good idea, bad idea. Not for now. But back in the old days, what did they do for sore throats? Oil. Oil. That's what the Gemara quotes a braisa. Tisanya, hachoshesh b'grono lo ya'arenu b'shemen t'chila b'shabes, aval nosin shemen harbi l'socha nigron uvo leya. A braisa, they tell you on the side, it comes up in a number of places. Tosefta has this in several places, among them, Masecha Shabbos. The fellow has a sore throat, so you might, apparently during the week, what they would do, b'tzkufas ha-talmud, if you had a sore throat, you would take oil. Machlokas Rashi and Tosas whether Ya'arenu means to gargle, that's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi says Lahash Hoso, leave it in your throat for a while. I assume that means that you gargle, that's what Rabbi Yonah makes it sound like also. Tosas says doesn't think it means gargle, it just means drinking oil straight, which as we said is something you normally don't do. But for your throat, it'll coat your throat, it'll make it more comfortable. I've never tried this. Again, we usually use a hot water or tea rather than oil. But the Brisa says during the week, they would have taken oil. Again, either according to Rashi, they would gargle oil. According to Tosafot, they would just swallow the oil. But they would take oil on during the week as a therapeutic to soothe a sore throat. The Brisa says, what do you do on Shabbos? As you saw, the Mishnayos have the end of the 14th parak of Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yiral from Alf and Daf Kuf Tes and Beis. Mishnayos record Midrabanan. It's forbidden to take medication on Shabbos. Why is that? So the rationale the Gemara says, oh, the Masechta is?
It's like grinding spices.
I'm sorry?
Grinding spices.
Yeah, because it leads to grinding. You said grinding? Right. The Gemara says a chashash that once I get comfortable taking medicine, if I run out, if I don't have what I need, I may grind it. Nowadays, that everything is ground already in the factory. But once upon a time, people lived closer to the land, and you often would grind, you had the herbs, and you would grind it, keep it fresh, and when you needed it, you would grind it. So if you allow people to take medicine on Shabbos, they may end up violating the Malacha D'Raisa of Tochen. So Chazal Neid Gzeir Drabanan, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Two major exceptions. It's mutter, primarily in two situations. Number one, if you're sick enough, it's mutter. Not just sakonas nefashas, even kimchal Shabbos d'oraisa. But the din is, even if you're just sick, not sakana, let's just wrap this up briefly over the next couple of moments. Number one, if you're sick enough, like sick in bed, like you're a cholo she'enbo sakana, refua is mutter. If refua is only a problem if it's mechesh b'yama, you have a headache, you have a sore throat, you're still functioning, you're getting through the day, but you're uncomfortable. Refua is usher if you're not a chola, and the Mishnayos say, number two, even if you're a mechesh b'alma, just uncomfortable, refuah is mutter if it's machal b'rim. If you do the sort of thing that healthy people also do, even though your kavana is to heal, mutter. So we would say, for instance, plenty of healthy people have tea with honey. Many people just enjoy it. even though your kavana, you're only having the tea because you want to soothe their throat, machal briyim is mutter. But if I'm going to sit there and gargle hot water, no one gargles hot water unless they have a sore throat. That's refuah b'shabbos, that's usher. So here, the Braisa says, talks about, again, either gargling or taking oil straight, that's a problem in Shabbos, but to have it within a negron is mutter. Oh, so here you have a Braisa that said, mentions that they would take oil either straight or idea negron. The Braisa says, if you're taking oil idea negron, so then the oil is taka the ikker. Then the oil is taka the ikker, and that's the case. The Gemara's got one more point about this, which we're going to see tomorrow. And then tomorrow also we need to start unpacking what the Gemara is driving at, what the Gemara is telling me, what the Gemara is telling me about Rafua, and we have to go back to Shasilei is Mazik, the fascinating Machlokes HaRishonim, which we'll get to Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Enjoy your lunch. The key is downstairs. No, we're going to be continuing Masechta Shabbos.